Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. Some of you may be tuning in for the first time, and I think you're going to be touched by what I have to say. This is about faith and increasing our faith. We all have a level of faith, but it can grow, and I want it to grow in your heart. This comes from chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke, and it's verse 5 and 6. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, if you had faith the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to the sycamore tree, be uprooted, and it would be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. The apostles wanted their faith to be increased. They wanted it to grow. They saw how the Lord was living. They saw what Jesus was doing. And they said, we want faith like that. And they said to him, Lord, increase our faith. And I believe that everybody has a measure of faith and it can grow, it can increase. Think about the faith that you have right now and know that it's a gift and it can get bigger and bigger and bigger, and God can work through it in more powerful ways so that wonderful things can happen. Open doors can happen in your life. Somebody sent me a little seed. It was of a sequoia tree. It's a tiny little thing, and I put it by my chair where I pray to remind me that life is like a seed. It starts small and it grows. And same with faith. It grows, it takes root and it grows. If you've ever been to Sequoia National Park, it's in California, the largest living things in the world are there. Trees that go hundreds of feet high, weigh millions of pounds, like the General Sherman tree. I believe it's the largest living thing on the earth. And it all started with a little teeny seed. And that's what Jesus said about faith, that faith is like this little seed, a mustard seed, which is very small, and it can grow. It can get bigger. And that's exactly what I want to happen in your life. I preach parish missions around the country. I go to all these different churches. And I preach on television and radio, as you know. And what I really believe I'm doing as a Catholic priest is imparting faith. When I talk about faith, I'm talking about confidence in God, relying upon God, trusting in God, believing not only that God is, but as it says in the book of Hebrews, that God is a rewarder of those who believe in Him. You must believe that He exists. Even demons, it says in the scriptures, even demons believe that God exists. So that's the starting point. You must believe that God exists and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. And that's so good. I believe that what I do in my television programs is I impart faith to you. It says in the scriptures, this is Romans, that faith in God we're talking about now, faith comes by hearing when the gospel is preached. And that's what I do when I preach. I go to different churches and television, radio. I talk about Jesus and a relationship with Him. I talk about the heart of the gospel. I talk about faith. I talk about hope. I talk about love. And when you hear all these things, there's something in us that connects with that, that agrees with that, and there's a growth process that occurs. And I'm hoping as you watch this program that your faith will grow. I was born and brought up Catholic, baptized as an infant, and I started out with some faith in God. As a young man, I believed that God existed, but I really hadn't experienced God in any kind of a way. Little did I know that being alive is to experience God, because once you're alive, you're in God's love. I remember I was sitting in a McDonald's, and for some reason, I remember this conversation I had with myself. I said to myself, what are the chances that there really is a God? I was doubting. You can't see God. I didn't know. And I, for all intents and purposes, stopped going to church, really didn't pray much at that time in my life. I had given up on God. Then I went through some trials and tribulations, and oftentimes trials and tribulations will tease out faith from you and make you know what you really believe or don't believe. And as I went through some things like a breakup with a girl and some other physical sufferings, I started to believe. I came to the scriptures because I had the foundation. And unfortunately, that's what happens in today's society. Many people aren't having the Christian faith foundation, and they can't make an informed decision, a formed choice about faith. Well, anyway, came to the scriptures and started reading and came to Matthew 7:7 and said, "Ask and you shall receive, and seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened." And as I was reading, belief in God actually started to grow. Remember, you put a seed in the ground, you put a little water on it, and it grows of itself. Jesus told a parable about that. He said, first the blade, then the ear, then the grain. It grows in and of itself. But you have to water it. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was reading the scriptures, I was praying, I was turning away from my sin, I was watering the seed, and wow, did it grow. I knew not how. It's a gift. God has given you the gift. It's in there. It's in everybody. To every person, the scripture says, a measure of faith has been given. Even if you haven't been going to church, you just happened into this program, I can guarantee you, you have a measure of faith. It's in there, and it just needs to grow. That's why the apostle said, you know, they're fishermen, they're tax collectors, they're zealots, they're all these different, from all different walks of life. They look at the Lord who had all this faith, and they said, increase our faith. We want to be like you. We want to have this wonderful faith. When push comes to shove, I had a relationship with God that came through faith. As I continued to read and pray and repent and give my heart to the Lord and to surrender, I went from thinking He doesn't even exist to being filled with the Holy Spirit and developing something real. And it came through faith, through believing, through trusting, through confidence, through leaning on the everlasting arms. You've got that. I want to stir that up in you. And that's what faith does. It opens a door. It opens the door of your heart for God to work. And when I talk about God working, especially developing that relationship with God, that's the number one thing that faith will bring us. Whenever Jesus was ministering in Galilee or Judea or Samaria, for that matter, He would always try to evoke faith in people's lives. He would say to the apostles, unfortunately, "You have little faith," or "Where is your faith?" Whenever He would calm a storm or multiply loaves and bread. He did all kinds of miracles. And the miracles that are in the scriptures, it says, this is from the Gospel of John, these miracles are here so that you will believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and through faith, you will have life in His name. Through belief, you will receive this abundance, this relationship with God, then an open door for God to work. That's what faith is. Number one, it starts small. It starts that you believe that God is. And then number two, like I said, even the demons believe that God is and they tremble. That's right from the scriptures. I believe it's James. Then number two, that you believe that God is good. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. That's from the African American church. And you believe in God's love. You believe in His caring for you. You believe in His mercy. And then you believe, as faith grows, you believe that He's at work in your life. That He's actually doing something in little old you and little old me. And I wouldn't have believed that had it not happened. But it's amazing. Number one, your spiritual life grows. And you develop something real. I call it a personal relationship with God because it's very individual, very real. And it's something that is unique to you and me, whoever you are. And then manifestations of grace come that are inexplicable. I think about the Acts of the Apostles and the day of Pentecost and how they turn the world upside down through this new fire, through this energy, through this passion, through this power. And it's the same with you. New things can happen. Hebrews 11, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you want to please God, you've got to believe that He exists and that He's a rewarder of those who seek Him. That's the thing. When you're reading and you're praying, you're believing that something good is going to happen. And I'm always believing that about my prayer life, that it's going to get better. There may be hard times and dry seasons, but God is a rewarder of those who seek Him. And then a couple other scriptures. Remember what Jesus taught? He said, all things are possible to the one who believes. And more than anything else, God has given up on us being perfect. He simply wants us to believe. And that's how we're saved. That's right from Ephesians, that we are saved by grace through faith. We are saved. That means eternal, forever life comes through this conduit, this electrical cord, if you will, that is faith. And then Paul has the audacity to say that faith lasts forever. Faith is something God created. He created the universe and He placed this desire, this capacity to believe within us. Are you believing for your children to come back to the faith? That will open a door. Believe for your children. Believe for your marriage to get better. Believe for your dreams to come true. Believe for your prayer life to grow. Most of you have faith. Yeah, you believe that God is, but you're not exercising. You're not releasing your faith. You're not allowing faith to do what it was meant to do, which is to expand your life and bless your life. Remember the prayer of Jabez long ago that used to be in vogue? The prayer of Jabez, as he was praying in faith, he said, Lord, increase my territory. And I'm believing that about television all the time. I'm believing that new people are going to find my program, that I'm going to get more partners, that you're going to buy my resources, that you're going to grow in faith. I'm believing for you. Faith is this little seed that is meant to grow. This is what the way that God ordained it. Because of my partners, Father Cedric Ministries is reaching out to believers, to young people, to those in prison, and especially to those not going to church. We are reaching out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of my donors, we are touching lives and saving souls. Thank you for watching my episodes. Right now, please pray about becoming a partner with my ministry. I promise to pray for my partners every day. Faith is this confidence, this leaning upon God, this ascent that comes out of you, this inner decision that you make, not only that God exists, but that He's good and loving and caring, and that God is working in our life. I have done a lot of ministry in the 12-step program, and that's for people that are admitting that they have an addiction, whether it be toward alcohol or drugs or sex or gambling or all kinds of different areas in life. They have a predicament. The predicament that these people have is they've admitted that they have an addiction, but the 12-step program is a spiritual program, and many people that admit that they are addicted have fallen away from the faith. Some of them are burnt out on religion. Some of them don't believe that there's a God, and in order to get better, they know that they have to have God working in their life, so they have a predicament. What am I going to do now? I admit that I have an addiction, but I need God, and I don't believe in God. What am I going to do? Bill Wilson was in the same boat. Bill Wilson is the one who founded Alcoholics Anonymous, and he had to come to faith with God. This is the beginning of faith. I love this. From Bill Wilson, some pagan who found out that he was addicted with alcoholism, founded AA, that's brought recovery to millions of people. He just simply said, it's the willingness to believe. That's what I'm asking for you that may not have much faith. Simply be willing deep within to believe that God exists and that He cares for you. And that's one of the cornerstones of the 12-step program. One of the hallmarks is that you surrender to the care of Almighty God. You must believe not only that God exists, but that he's loving and caring. Remember what I told you, that's what faith is. Not only that he exists, but that he has mercy, he has care. And the predicament begins with a faith crisis, but people are willing to try anything to get better. Oftentimes, as I said, it's the storms of life, the addictions of life that will bring you to a deep faith. And I have met person after person who have been burnt out on the church. They call themselves recovering Catholics, who actually come back to the church better than ever, who get involved in the church, who become some of the pillars of the church, all because of their addiction that has brought them to faith in God. Why? Because once they believe that God cares for them, they actually see God working, and that's how faith grows. You see God working in your life, bringing you into recovery from an addiction, and you realize that, yes, not only is God true, he does love me, and he's working in my life, and that's what I want for everybody watching this program, whether you're addicted or not. I want you to have what I call unshakable faith. Remember, Judas' faith was shaken. Jesus apparently wasn't the Messiah that he was hoping for, and he betrayed him. And that's why Jesus called them, you of little faith, or you of no faith. Our faith can be shaken when storms come, and perhaps because of the pandemic, because the election didn't go the way you wanted it to, perhaps because of some physical suffering, or maybe you lost a spouse, maybe some children have fallen away from the faith, maybe your finances have gone down. There's things that happen, sufferings that happen in life that can shake our faith. But I want you to have unshakable faith. That's what happened to Job. Job in the Bible, he was going along well, and all of a sudden, things went the other way for him. He lost his family. There was boils on his body. He was physically attacked. His livestock died. He had all this money, and it was taken away from him. His faith was tested. And faith, you have to understand, James tells us that our faith is going to be tested. More than fire-tried gold, your faith will be tested. Why is faith compared with fire-tried gold? Because faith is a gift worth more than gold, of inestimable value. Faith is the great gift that God gives us that you cannot put a price on. It's priceless. It is of inestimable value. Well, Job's faith was tested. Even his wife came up to him after he was going through all these sufferings, and she said, curse God and die, Job. And even some of the people in our life can help, can try to sap us of our faith. But I love Job's response. You know, he was a man of great faith, just like Abraham was when he was tested, and he offered up his son, even though it was the hardest thing for him to do, just as Jesus, when he was tested, when he went to the cross, and when he stood before Pontius Pilate and he had unshakable faith, Job pronounced those words right from the Bible. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. That is so good. No matter what you're going through, I hope you'll understand, I know my Redeemer lives. Speak that out of your mouth. It says right from the scriptures, I believed and so I spoke. That's right from the Bible. I think it's 1st or 2nd Corinthians. Sometimes you got to speak words of faith out of your mouth, especially when you're going through some hard times. There is a Hall of Fame, if you will, of faith chapter in the Bible. It's Hebrews chapter 11. And it talks a little bit about what faith is. And then it lists all these people in the Old Testament, Abraham and Samson and Noah and all these different people who exercised faith, who didn't just believe that God existed. They believed that he was good and that he was at work in their life. And in this beautiful chapter about faith, it begins by saying that by faith we understand the world, was created by God, that what is visible was created by the invisible. That's what faith is. You see things in a different way. I went to the movies one time, and when I went to the movies, it was one of these 3D movies. I don't know if you've ever seen these, and they had these glasses. You walk in, it says real 3D glasses. And what happens is when you go to the movie, if you try to look at it without the glasses, it's all jumbled up. But once you put the glasses on, everything comes into focus, and not only that, it's in 3D. Most people look at the world. They look at the stars, they look at the earth, they look at the ocean, and they just say, yeah, that's nice, it's beautiful. There was a big bang, things evolved, things came to be. That's what the scientists tell us. Try looking at the world with faith, a new way of looking at the world, and you will, wow, you understand that God was the one who breathed the stars into existence. That God was the one who created. It's not a big bang or evolution. It's intelligent design. God was the one who did all this. Some people look at church, a church building, and they just say, yeah, that's that religious place. People go there. It's church. But for people with faith, we see a place of worship, a house of prayer, a place to connect with Almighty God. When we look at the cross in faith, it's not just a religious ornament. Jesus died for me personally. He died so that I could have eternal life. You see, with new eyes. Some people, when they're trying to achieve a dream or accomplish a goal and they're not doing it, they give up. But for people with faith, they look at their goals and their dreams with faith. Remember what I said, it opens the door for God to work. And they say, Lord, things might not be happening right now, but I believe I'm coming into a new season, and you're going to work in me in a powerful way. And I'm believing, Lord, in your working and your power in me. Remember what Jesus said, all things are possible to the one who believes. It's like new eyes. I want you to exercise your faith. I want you to see the world. I want you to see your power. I want you to see your problems with the eyes of faith. And then some people have a prayer life that it's very dry and it's kind of like a desert. It's not really working. And they come to it and they just say, I guess that's going to be the way it is. Well, release your faith toward your spiritual life and say, I believe, Lord, that things are getting better. There's going to be new manifestations of grace, that new things are on the horizon. I'm believing that my prayer life is going to increase and that I'm going to have a deep personal relationship with you. Faith. I love what Paul said. We go from faith to faith. It's a religion of believing. And through our faith in God, in his goodness, in his working, amazing things happen. And Paul said, we walk by faith. And not by sight. We're not like the rest of the world. We're believers. We lean upon God. We're expecting great things. We're exercising our faith. That's how you become the best that you can be. That's the name of this series. Be your best. You can't be your best without faith in God. You must believe not only that he exists, but that he's personally involved in your life, that he's working in your life. And as you believe, that's what God wants. It pleases God that you believe he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And then like Jabez, you're going to be like, increase my territory. And God will do it. That's why I'm believing that you're going to discover this program if you've never watched me before. And it's happening because through my faith right now. And I'm believing for you that the problems you're running into with your family or other difficulties or broken dreams or your prayer life is going to increase. Remember what I said? When I preach, it's like this faith comes out of me into you. Faith in God, trust in God, confidence in God that great things are going to happen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So let me wrap this up. Talked about The apostles came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, we see what God is doing in you. Increase our faith. And that's what I really want you to get, that your faith in God can grow. Don't think it's always going to stay the same. And I compared it to a sequoia seed. It's a little seed. Jesus talked about the mustard seed, very small seed, but it has potential and it has properties built into it that it can expand and grow in amazing ways. In fact, it becomes the largest living thing on earth. Jesus said it grows so much with the branches that birds come to nest in its branches. And I compare that to my television program. People buy my books, they watch my TV programs, birds come to nest in my branches. And that's exactly what faith is. It becomes all that you are so that you can become all that you can be. I want you to live, to grow, to be your best, and don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.